Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Joe Davis on the call courtesy of NFL Network, and that was in the first half. And DK Metcalf had 5 catches for 126 yards. The Steelers' ground game showed a pulse.
Kenneth, with no Warren. Yeah, late scratch Warren.
Yeah, Kenneth Gainwell just 1 yard shy of rushing for 100. And Aaron Rodgers was very efficient as well. 18 of 22, 200 yards, a touchdown, 0 interceptions.
I know Minnesota's dealing with some injuries on their defense, but I thought Brian Flores was going to be able to heat up Aaron Rodgers a little bit, especially when I saw that Warren was scratched, and that wasn't really the case. Look, the Steelers have deficiencies. They're no juggernaut. They're no great team. But Mike Tomlin, more often than not, finds ways to win games, and this got closer than it probably needed to late.
Vikings had a chance to tie or win the game in the final possession.
Ultimately, Aaron Rodgers was the better quarterback, and I think that's probably why they won. And he wasn't great, but Carson Wentz, who's never had a great internal clock, is just completely out of sorts and holds the ball too long. He's not the athlete he used to be to bail himself out of things. Like his vision and his sort of internal cadence is... It's like he's watching a different game than we're watching. I don't understand, especially when you saw that, okay, Watt came to play today. Like, I don't understand what he was doing with the football on many occasions.
I still am not impressed with this Steelers defense.
No.
They give up a lot of yards, but what they do well, and this goes back to the New England...
Turnovers.
Exactly. And that is so
great equalizer.
Massive, because if you're going to give up a ton of yards, and they did, gave up 420 yards, Carson Wentz threw for 350, but you got the 2 interceptions, which is huge, and that's the only reason they won that game in New England last week was getting 5 turnovers.
Well, and even the Ramsey one was close, and that got overturned, but that could have been another game-changing takeaway. Look, they've got warts and issues, without a doubt. But they got off the mat a couple times. They responded to giving one away to Seattle. They found a way to beat the Patriots, which that might look like a pretty decent win. Now, the Patriots are looking okay under Vrabel. Drake May is looking pretty good. So that, and I get it. Between the 20s, New England was the better team, but they turned the ball over. Drake May's got a fumbling problem. Doesn't throw a lot of picks, got a fumbling problem. And Pittsburgh capitalized on it. I mean,
they have an opportunity.
People want to write them off every year.
Sure.
And it's just, they're not going away.
And they have an opportunity because, as I've been saying a lot, their first half of the schedule is very soft. They have their bye week following the Dublin game.
Yes.
Then they host the Browns. Look, that defensive front against the Steelers O-line is going to be tough. I'm not saying that's a layup game by any means, but that's a game that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers should win coming off a bye. And then you head to Cincinnati. So you can pick up a couple of divisional games, divisional wins prior to the schedule ratcheting up.
Yeah, look, their offensive line isn't great. Aaron Rodgers is not, I mean, I know Metcalf had some plays there, but a lot of that's run after the catch. Like they're the air yards downfield really aren't there. But they've got, and they even had some special teams issues yesterday. But for the most part, they've got better special teams than you. The defense is incredibly opportunistic. The quarterback makes just enough plays. He's not going to take a lot of sacks. He's not going to hold the ball forever. And I don't know that the Ravens are going to railroad them like they did last year. I mean, the history of this series is not usually one team stomping the other twice in a row like that.
Jason, with how the Ravens are right now, I don't know if they're railroading anybody that I can say with confidence. Now, I said this last week, and I still believe it. You know, even with them being 1-3, is it a death sentence? No, although I do feel much worse about this Ravens team than I did a week ago. But I still think this division's weak. The Ravens' schedule lightens up, but they have a load of issues that they need to fix, and we're going to get into them on the other side defensive-wise. Our six-pack, our six observations of the Ravens' defense following a 37-20 loss. That's on the other side, but if you want to call in, now is your chance. 410-583-1057. If you want to get to the front of the line, we're going to take your calls at 315. If you want to weigh in on this Ravens defense, is this fixable? How concerned are you with all of the injuries? If you're just tuning in, Nnamdi Matabike is done for the season. John Harbaugh confirmed that. Nnamdi Matabike out for the year. We're going to take your calls at 315, 410, 583, 1057, but six pack next.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.